Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
Listening to Satellite Sisters, I'm Leanne Dolan here in Pasadena, California, and this interview is part of our Satellite Sisters spring cleaning series. That's right, we're getting you all set for spring. It has nothing to do with vacuuming or cleaning your windows, okay? This is about you, yourself, and how you can put a little spring in your step. I'm excited today to welcome my friends, my neighbor, and my own personal detox coach. Remember when I was doing the detox and I told you guys all about it in January? Well, I have brought in my personal coach to share her secrets for regaining some energy, regaining your zest this spring. Aileen Finch is with us. She's a certified personal trainer, a nutrition and health coach, and a detox coach. Aileen, welcome to Satellite Sisters.
Thank you so much, Leanne. I'm very honored to be here. I have followed you with great interest and support over the years, and I'm honored to be in your space on air. So cool.
You know, usually Aileen and I discuss my eating and energy situation when we meet on the sidewalk walking our dogs. So this is a much more official forum. Aileen, I wanted you to be able to share your wisdom with the whole Satellite Sisterhood. So we're talking about spring cleaning today and just sort of getting things back on track after what's been a long winter for a lot of the sisterhood. You work primarily with women, right? Is that fair to say, your clients?
Yes, that's fair to say.
Okay. And what's their number one complaint? When they come to you, what are they looking for?
They want to reclaim their former shape. they also want to feel better. They want their clothes to fit. And I think they look at the fitness as an outgrowth of their work. So they don't necessarily come in and say right out, I want to get in, I want to be faster, stronger, jump higher. They want to lose weight. They want to fit into their clothes and feel better.
And when you work with male clients, do they ask for the same stuff or is it different?
They're not as free in terms of articulating the attributes that women are. Perhaps that's different if they train with young bucks, young men. I suspect it is. But clearly many of the men that I have trained over the years, they were in a weight loss program with me. So that was understood they needed and wanted to lose weight. But I suspect they're also telling the young men, I want to get stronger and buff and build muscle mass. So they come right out and say that. It's a gender thing.
Yeah. But with women, you know, energy does seem to be the key. Like when I talk to my friends and we're complaining about, oh gosh, what's become of us?
Yeah.
And when I came to you in January, it wasn't even so much weight loss for me, although that was a nice byproduct. It was energy. I just felt like things were off. I had some illness, some stress over the year. Things were just not running smoothly, and I wanted to feel like myself again.
Right.
And so when people come to you and say that, what are the things you think of in your head? Like, okay, here are a few places where I would start. You know, we're talking about spring cleaning. So where do people start by spring cleaning their diet?
Well, I want to say I have proudly just been certified as a health and nutrition coach from a school in New York, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. It's the oldest nutrition school in the world. And the reason I went for that certification was because I recognized that after many years of coaching fitness and sports nutrition, if you will, I realized that there were a number of missing components in coaching and training people. And just for me in general, I can't just go out and exercise and watch what I eat. There's a whole emotional factor that leads into my circle of life and my activities, whether it's my stress, my sleep, my work, my joy in my life, do I cook at home? All of these things impact how we feel. Women are more in tune, hopefully, with how they feel. They're more likely to emote and say, I don't feel like myself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you can start to feel better if you move more and you eat better. But the important thing, when you go back to your question, well, comes to mind when someone says, I don't feel like myself anymore.
Right.
The number one thing that I think, what are they eating? What's their stress level? How many people are they taking care of? Women often don't feel like themselves because in today's world, women often, they're the sandwich generation. They're taking care of ailing parents. They have their own children to take care of. Some of them are, they have some empty nest situation going on. Then maybe they've left work and now they're trying to return to work and redesign themselves and say, what the hell am I going to be when I grow up? I've got to bring money in. Remember that conversation?
Yes.
And so there are so many things that impact how we feel. And it's not just, oh, well, just go on that WW diet and you're on 1,200 or 1,500 calories a day. Well, you might be, and you might think that's supposed to work. But if you're stressed and you're not sleeping and your intestinal flora is jacked up and messed up, then your calorie intake is not necessarily going to determine how much weight you lose and how great you feel.
So, oh my, so what does this mean? So it's not just drink more water?
No. I mean, unfortunately, well, we...
Dang it.
We women who aren't 30, hormones really impact what's going on.
Yeah.
Do you have the right supplements? Are you into, you know, do you have enough magnesium in your diet? Do you have a very high level of stress? If you are someone who is constantly stressed, if you've got that fight and flight hormone going off, your adrenal glands are constantly firing. Mine were when I was an advertising exec in New York, constantly go, go, go.
Yeah.
When you're younger, it's kind of okay. You think it's cool. Everyone's doing it, right?
Right.
So it catches up to most people. And that's where you hear that buzzword, you know, you have, your adrenal glands are tired. What the hell does that mean? Well, you've just been in stress mode all the time. So eventually it's going to impact your body. It impacts whether your calories are burning correctly. It impacts inflammation in your body. If you have too much inflammation, remember, Leanne, not to get personal, but when you had that bout and you took those antibiotics and your system got all messed up,
right?
Your body was inflamed.
It was inflamed. It was. No, you're right. I was so out of whack from those antibiotics. I had that MRSA. People remember I was in the hospital for 3 days with the staph infection. I just could not get things back under control. And I had to really work at it. It's why I signed up for your detox in January. I was like, something is wildly amiss. And this has nothing to do with calories. It really didn't.
Right. But you also knew you'd been doing your homework. You knew you needed to have that fermented nonsense. And
right.
That's so nasty. Hey, let's have some sauerkraut with our coffee and get the pH in our intestinal flora back on track.
But it's so, you know, bad.
Good bacteria, bad bacteria. So anyway, not to bore you. But so there's so much more than just what you put in your mouth and how much activity you crunch out every day. That's the short answer.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So Pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
So your detox, when I did it, it's 2 weeks. And it, just to give people a general idea, it was no caffeine, no alcohol, no wheat. What else were we doing? What else was it?
Let me just put a quick, simple framework around it. First,
okay.
There's no hocus pocus. You don't have to go out and buy powders and crystals at a certain store.
Right.
As long as you can get hold of some fresh produce and a few seeds here and there and some decent clean protein, you're good to go. And you have to have the desire. So you are eating healthy foods. The basis of this detox is you are eliminating food groups that tend to create inflammation in people's bodies. And your number one goal out of the detox is to have a better understanding of what foods cause triggers, what creates bloating, what makes you tired, what increases your food cravings. So the first 4 days of the program, you just slowly start to decrease dairy.
Oh, dairy, right.
Dairy, uh-huh. That was our big one, right?
I really didn't do any of them completely. I'll just confess to you now. Okay. I mean, I reduced dairy a lot. I had the milk in my coffee. And I know I wasn't supposed to have caffeine, but okay. So go ahead. We're reducing dairy. What else?
We're on the same boat, right?
Yeah.
I told you I still had caffeine and I had milk in my coffee, okay, every day. But I still benefited from the detox. So
yes.
sugar, processed foods.
Yeah.
So you say to yourself, oh my God, how am I going to do that? Well, so I wake up tomorrow and I say, well, normally I have Greek yogurt. I have my fahe or whatever, right. My chobani. you don't have that tomorrow morning, okay? Maybe you still have your coffee and you have your milk in it, but let's have a non-dairy smoothie. So that would mean, well, what dairy do you use? So you could use almond milk, no soy, almond or coconut without the sugar added. And you use that, plus you'll use some seeds and some fruit. You can use some hemp protein, because the idea is you're trying to get away from the dairy base. So that would be a whey protein, which many of us use. So that would be, so you'd start to slowly decrease those food groups for 4 days. Your lunch would be a clean piece of protein, which means a piece of chicken without all the skin and junk all over it. It doesn't have all these other things on it. And and 2/3 of your plate need to be vegetables. And I'm not
like fried stuff. Doesn't have the stuff that tastes good on it. Okay.
No. And then dinner is kind of the same thing. 4 to 6 ounces of a clean protein. Maybe it's a piece of grilled fish or some steak or what else did we talk about? Fish, steak, pork, chicken, turkey.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
And that's what you do. You slowly decrease those other things so that by day 5, you try to go clean. You try not to have your yogurt for breakfast or your yogurt after dinner as your snack. You don't add a handful of grape nuts to that yogurt, which is what I used to do. But what you start to find is that you have less cravings because you're not continuing to feed this cycle of these grain products or processed foods. So,
you know, I have to say that's when you hear Hollywood stars describe clean eating, that's, you know, a big buzzword in People magazine. That's when they're trying to fit into their awards dresses. This is what they're doing. It takes a couple days and then you actually feel a lot better. You know, and I remember saying on Satellite Sisters, yeah, I'm not eating, you know, a bowl of ice cream and junk food. Instead, I'm eating, you know, kale and 3 ounces of chicken and I feel better. But I was surprised not only that I felt better, but that I figured stuff out. Like when there was one day I was at a business meeting and I had to have a cup of coffee in the afternoon and I had way, way reduced my caffeine and I have kept it reduced, you know, just a couple cups in the morning, nothing in the afternoon. I had one cup of coffee in the afternoon. I was going to go out of my mind, Aileen, because I didn't have wine at night. So I had nothing to like stop the caffeine. Yeah. And it really made a big difference in the 12 days. I did lose some weight, but mainly I just felt like, oh, this is it. This is the mojo we were talking about. Okay. Now, did I miss stuff? Certain stuff I really missed. I missed the dairy. I missed my Greek yogurt. I realized I had been eating too much cheese on stuff. Occasionally I missed just the convenience of making a sandwich when you can't, you can't have wheat. But I felt so, I did not miss processed food. I felt a lot better, I have to say.
What I find most disturbing is that it's challenging to shop in normal supermarkets when you try to eat clean, because if you look at it really carefully, so much of what is on the outside aisles is really, it's processed, it's packaged, it has a long shelf life. And yikes. It makes shopping challenging. But another thing I just want to say about detox, what was great about it for me, I forgot our morning elixir.
Oh, right.
So you want to start off with the juice of half a lemon, which is fine because you have a lemon tree.
Right.
But then you can buy those little squirty lemons. That makes it okay. And a little bit of that apple cider vinegar, if you can manage that with some warm water, help start to detox and purify your liver. And it also helps to clear up your skin. And I think it helps with decreasing the craving for coffee. And it's a nice way to start your morning. It takes some getting used to, but I can tell you many people who are on the detox, maybe they've gone back to many of their old ways, but they still do the lemon and the apple cider vinegar in the morning. So that's kind of interesting that they kept that in their repertoire.
You know, I do that too. I mean, I know that French women allegedly do that. And so I have to say that's the one thing. I mean, I've kept several things, but that is one thing that I kept too. It does taste good. And it just seems very refreshing in the morning. It does actually feels like it's replenishing your body. What are the other elements? What are the other elements that your clients have adapted?
I think many of them are now doing smoothies in the morning, non-dairy smoothies. I think they have really brought in more of the vegetables. And I like to think that they're willing to try new food groups. When I coach, when I do my health coaching, or I take people around Whole Foods or Sprouts, and I try to educate them about the different produce and why we eat what we eat.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, otherwise, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's Framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
Yeah, Aileen, we're talking to Aileen Finch. She does tours of Whole Foods, people. Which I think is a great idea. Yeah, go ahead.
Good fun. But what I try to encourage people to do is each week, try a new vegetable, okay? Who knew that hemica, am I saying that right? Hemica. How do you say that?
Jicama?
Nope. Jicama. I say, loser. Jicama, it's quite yummy in a salad. Do you eat that stuff?
You know, I get that organic produce box. I know I've been harping on it to the Satellite Sisterhood for a couple of years, but it forces me to try new veggies. And every once in a while, a jicama shows up and I'm like, oh, this is kind of a delicious crunchy treat. We're talking to nutrition and fitness coach Aileen Finch. Stay tuned. Aileen is going to be giving away some do-it-yourself detox kits at her Facebook page. Details when we come back. We're the Satellite Sisters and we're spring cleaning. Okay, so we've talked about clean eating. There's going to be a lot of information that I can send people to on your website if they want more information. You're actually running a detox in the next couple of weeks if they want to sign up. You're going to be giving away two free do-it-yourself detoxes, so stay tuned for information on that. So people are thinking about clean eating now. They're thinking about eliminating some stuff from their diets, eating more veggies, drinking the lemon water. What about just the exercise that goes along with that? Okay, people have been holed up. It's a long winter. Where do they start? Where do people start?
Okay, presumably most of the rest of the country, there isn't snow on the ground anymore. I think if they haven't been moving at all, they need to just get their butts outside and start walking. They need to make a goal. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
So if they haven't moved off the couch or they're still stuck in their L.L. Bean boots and parkas, I think they need to make a reasonable goal. But also, if you don't mind working out with someone, get a buddy. Find someone else to do this with, someone who can hold you accountable and make it fun and funny. not everyone has the luxury of joining a health club or the luxury of having a YMCA that's more affordable nearby, depending on where you live. So if you don't have those organized options, you need to find a buddy. And start to move with that partner, but I think working with people is a much safer way of holding someone accountable. Otherwise, you just fall off the tracks unless you're highly disciplined.
Right. Yeah. No, I have enjoyed it. I have walking partners all week long, and one of them, my friend Carol, we did your detox together, and we continue to walk and communicate. It is good to have a buddy when you start out. It just makes it more fun, and really, you have to show up, and that's the good news. Right. Aileen, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but you made a real career switch. You mentioned earlier in the show that you worked in advertising and now you're a certified personal trainer, you're a health and nutrition coach. I know there are just women in the audience that are interested in kind of that journey. And you really took a big leap when you went to go get certified as a personal trainer. Was that like 5 or 6 years ago now?
I think it was about 5.
Yeah. And are you happy? Are you glad you made that radical switch that people thought, what the heck is Aileen Finch doing?
I am, you know, to be honest, I am so happy. I feel that I'm really starting my life's journey and doing the work I was supposed to be doing. And I don't mean that to sound trite, but
I don't think it does sound trite because you were always a competitive athlete and you were sort of hunting around for something to do that worked with kids and family. And then you found it. You seem very good at it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And I wasn't searching for something to do with my family or with children.
Yeah, let's be clear.
I love them dearly, but I needed something separate from them. I had always worked from a very young age, I think from age 8 on our farm in New York. I taught English horseback riding. So the notion of teaching, it was just part of my life. And as I grew up, I thought, I do not want to teach. Well, life has gone full circle. I have danced in corporate America as an advertising executive and probably fatiguing my adrenals, thinking that was awesome. And now that we live in Southern California and I'm a mom, I'm no longer with a minivan, I'm happy to say. But it was really important to find something that I felt passionate about, that I wanted to get up in the morning and do. But I think the most important thing is I want to be able to pass on to people where I've walked and what I've learned and how I'm able to feel better and get motivated and kind of put one foot in front of the other. And I think the important thing to point out is it's important to be authentic with clients and with friends. People mistakenly think, oh, well, trainers have it made. They just exercise all the time and they don't have these issues. Honey, I got all of them and then some. So doing this kind of work is, helps keep, holds me accountable. So I thank everyone who has wanted to work with me because they've made me better at what I do. They hold me accountable even if they don't realize it.
All right. If you want a little bit of Aileen's magic touch as a detox coach, as I mentioned, she is very generously giving away 2 complete do-it-yourself detox kits. So I am going to have information on that and links to her Facebook page at satellitesisters.com. Your Facebook page is Finch Fit for Life, right?
Yes, ma'am.
With a 4, with the number 4. But it's just go to satellitesisters.com. You'll see the links. Comment. She's going to be giving away 2 complete do-it-yourself detox kits. And then we're going to link to one of her good recipes for spring detox, your hash recipe that involved beet hash. Sign me up, Aileen. That looks so good.
I have to say, I just ate it for lunch.
Okay.
It was delicious.
Okay. So we'll have links to all of that and the recipes and when the do-it-yourself detox with Aileen at satellitesisters.com. Start spring cleaning your diet right away with information from Aileen. Aileen Finch, thank you so much. Great to have you on Satellite Sisters.
Thank you so much, Leanne. Good luck, everyone.
All right. Good luck. I know. Here we go. Spring cleaning it. We are the Satellite Sisters. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.